Arvin Lenozer B'yayim, on the bottom of Lamed Amud Aleph. You can make an Erev with wine for a Nozer, even though he can't drink it, but other people can drink it. Mashnis and Loka Beishamai. Tanya Beishamai Omrim, Ein Ma'arvin Lenozer B'yayim, Lisa B'Truma. Beishamai hold that the thing has to be fit for eating for the person who's making the Erev, not just edible to somebody. Therefore, you can't make an Erev for a Nozer with Yayin, or for a Yisrael with Truma. Beisil Omri Marvin Lenozer B'Yayin, so B'Truma. Omri Lohem Beisil Beishamai. Iyasa Modim Shema Arvin L'Godl B'Yom HaKippurim. B'Chor, you can make an Erev on Yom Kippur for a Godl who's not allowed to eat, because K'tanim are allowed to eat. Omri Lohem Aval. So the Beishamai said, yeah, Enochinami. Aval means Be'emes, Rashi says. Amru lohen k'shem shem arvin legodl v'yom kippurim kach ma'arvin lenozer b'yayin l'shro b'truma. Same thing. Just like a godl can't eat the food on Yom Kippur, but he, what's it called, a cotton can, so too. A nozer can't drink the wine, but a person who's not a nozer can. And a Yisrael can't eat the truma, but a kohen can. U'beishame, what does Beishame answer that? Hasem ikasuda haru'uyim b'ba'od yom. Over there, if he'd want to eat it, before Yom Kippur starts, he'd be able to eat that suda. Hacha leka suda ruya b'od yom. Over here, he can never eat it. The Nazir can't drink the wine, and the Yisrael can't eat the trumas. It's not even a suda that's roy. Over here, when he's kona the Eruv, or before he's kona, it's possible for him to eat that, so he has a suda in that place. Something that's fit for him to be a suda. But over here, it's not fit for him ever to be a suda, because he's a Nazir, and the Yisrael can't eat truma. Ravi, Rashi, Shema Arvin Legodl, Lemishu Godl, Shehevi Shtei Sara, Shechayev Be'inoy. A person who's already bar mitzvah, she's chayev to fast on Yom Kippur. Yachagav de lemacher lo chazi, lay hoel de chazi le cotton, sheino bar onchu. But it's fit for a cotton. Aval emes. So Beishami answered true. They also agree that you're allowed to be ma'arev for a godl on Yom Kippur, since a cotton could eat it. Miva'od yom shel erev yom ha'kippurim. But there, the Suda is at least fit for him, Erev Yom Kippur. Okay. Keman de lo kichananya. Okay. Rashi, ho masnisin de mashma, shahoyu beishamai modim be'erev, de lo kichananya. This Mishnah that says that beishamai agree in principle that you can make an Erev. It's just that the Erev has to be fit to be eaten by the person who's making it. That's not like Chananya. The Tanya. Chananya Omer kol atzman shel Beishamai lo hayu modim be'erev. Chananya holds that Beishamai doesn't agree bechlal with the Indian of Erev, that you just stamp put food somewhere and then be able to walk more than 2,000 amas because you put your food in a place that's within 2,000 amas of where you took residence on Shabbos, and then your residence becomes the place where your food is, and then from there you another 2,000 amas. What do you have to do according to Beishamai, according to Chananya? Achiyotzi mitoso v'chol kli tashmisho v'lashon. It's not enough just to put food there. You have to take whatever you would want, your bed, and everything that you would want, to use on Shabbos, to bring it to that place, and then that place becomes your residence. But just your food of two sudas doesn't help. Keman azla, or more like this, Rashi, keman deloki chananya, homas nisan demashma shayu beishami modim be'erev deloki chananya. Nothing more is going to say, what does that mean? Netanya, erev bishchorim lo yetze belevonim. If you made an Eruv, and you were wearing black clothing, when you went Erev Shabbos to the place that you want to be Kona Shvisa, then on Shabbos, you want to now walk from that place beyond another 2,000 Amos, you can't go with white clothing. Bilavonim lo yotze b'shorim. Same thing the opposite way. You made the Eruv when you were wearing white clothing, you can't wear black clothing. You can only take out of the place where you're allowed to walk, things that you already prepared from before Shabbos in that place that you want to walk from. Keman, Omrav Nachman, Rayitza Chananya. That goes like Chananya according to Beishamai. Valiba the Beishamai. Somewhere it says Ulechananya Bishchorim Udlo Yetze. Habelavonim Yetze. Maisa, according to Chananya, Beishamai hold that the Erev doesn't take effect unless everything that you want to wear I can't carry over here because it's outside the Rishus. It's in Rishus HaRabbim, walking Rishus HaRabbim. We're talking about wearing these things. Unless you bring every single thing that you're going to need for Shabbos and create your residence with that, then you can't carry anything. You can't walk anywhere with anything. Right? You can't walk outside the Erev. Right? V'ha'amar atshiyotzi mitasso klei tashmisho v'sham, hachikomar. Erev belevanim v'hutzrach l'shchorim. If you made the Erev when you were wearing white clothing, and then on Shabbos you decide that you need black clothing, and you want to walk with that, wearing that, to pass your normal 2,000 amas, and use the place where you made residence, Erev Shabbos, with those, with what's it called, with the white clothing, but now you want to wear black clothing. Then, after Levonim lo yetzi, you can't walk b'chlal, because you didn't prepare Erev Shabbos, every single thing that you're going to be needing to take that walk, right, and that's therefore, that's not called taking up residence. Keman Omer of Nachman Bar Yitzchak Chananya Hi Valibesh Beishamai, and that talk of what's it called goes like Chananya according to Beishamai, that there's no concept of an Erev of just leaving food in a place, and that's considered that that's where you were shoveis, and from there you can walk another 2,000 amos. Beishamai doesn't accept that at all. You have to mamish go Erev Shabbos and put all your kalim there, and that's the only way the Erev would be good. Okay. Okay, call Ira Bishchorim, Hayalavu Shchorim, Vaholach Vyosha Bisofa Payimama. You were wearing black clothing, and you went and sat at the end of your 2,000 Amis, Ad Shikon Hashom Shvisa, Shikidish Olav Hayom, Vichazul Abeso. And you stayed there until Shabbos came, and then you went back home. And the next day, you want to continue from that place another 2,000 amos, that's okay. Because you mamish were called the shvisa there. You went there with all of your kalim. Okay. Mashma de iloth, called clay tashmish, or mashma de lo of the called tzarchei tashmish, lo have the eruv, did it. Unless you brought every single thing there that you're going to need for Shabbos, that's not called your residence. Okay, so there's machlokas over like this. First of all, there's two kinds of eruv. There's an Erev where you send food. You don't go there. You send food, and you leave it there, and that's considered like your residence is there. That, for sure, according to Chananya, Beishamai doesn't hold up. Can't send two sudas of food, leave it somewhere, and then Shabbos consider that your residence and carry from there 2,000 amas beyond. That, for sure, not. There's another kind of Erev that even Beis Hillel holds up. That is, you don't send food there at all. You go to the place, and you stay there till Shabbos starts, and then you go home. The next day, you want to continue from the place that you were, Erev Shabbos, another 2,000 amos. You went back home, you want to walk, and that place is within the 2,000 amos that you're allowed to walk, right? So you go back home, and now you can walk till there, plus another 2,000 amos. There's no food there, but you were mamish there. That's also called Kondesh Visa. So Rashi seems to say that even if you go there, Erev Shabbos, according to Beishamai, according to Chananya, you have to bring all your kalim. It's got not good enough, not just not, by the time he doesn't hold, you can't send food there. If you go there, it doesn't help. You have to go there and bring all clay tashmishav. You need both things. Being there and everything that you're going to possibly use on Shabbos there. Okay. Where to go further. Others hold that Beishamai are only arguing on if you're going to send food. If you're going to send food and you're not going to actually be there, then you have to send everything you're going to need for Shabbos there too. And then that's called Kol Nishvisa. But if you actually go there, you don't have to bring anything there. You're being there till Shabbos starts, that's Kol Nishvisa. That's Machlokas, Rashi and other Rishonim. Okay, let's go on. Sumchas Omer Bechulin. Sumchas says you can't be Ma'arev for a Nazir with Yayin, or for a Yisrael Betruma, only Bechulin. The Ilu, the Nazir Beyayin, oh no, so Sumchas says that a Yisrael can't make an Eruv with Truma. Mashma, on the first one, a Nazir with Yayin, you could make. Right? The Ilu, the Nazir Beyayin, Lopalik. He doesn't argue on the case of the Nazir with Yayin. My time, Efshe the Mitchell on the Ziruse. Because you could be Shoel and Lemafreya not be a Nazir. Right, you could go and be Mater Neder. Nazirus is a Neder. Just like you could be Mater Nedarim, Mater Nazirus.
and therefore the Nazirus goes away, Lamafreya. So Mari says, Yochi Truma Nomi Efshad the Mitchell alive. Right? Lamashi could be Shoel on the Truma too. Making something Truma is also like a Neder. And if you're Shoel on it, then Lamafreya, it's not Truma. E Mitchell alay Hadra Latifla. No, but if you Shoel on the Truma, it becomes Tevel again. You still can't eat it. Right? It doesn't become Chulin. It goes back to its original state. The original state before you took off the truma was it was tevel. So it's anyway not edible. Tomorrow says, V'lifer shalim makam acher. No, what you can do is, it's still edible, because now you can take off truma on that, now it's tevel, from some other place. You have in your house, and you what's it called, the Erev Shabbos, you'll have the truma over there where you want to carry it, where you want to walk from to next day, and you'll take off, and you'll be shoel on that, now it'll be tevel, and you have in your house other tevel, and you'll take truma from the tevel that you have in your house on that, and now that's edible. So you have food there, Erev Shabbos, that's edible. Samara says, lo nechshedu chaverim litrom shloven amukav. When you take off truma, it has to be from the thing that's in front of you. You can't take off truma from something that's separated from the thing that you're taking the truma off. That's called lobana mukav. Mukav means it has to be close by. If it's separated from it, it's no good. Rashi learns, see, that the reason is midrabbanan. The mitzvah on izirusa, yishal echacham, the yater lo nidram. He'll go to a chacham, he'll be makter the nether. The yayin roilo, and I'll be able to drink wine. So it's conceivable that the wine is drinkable even for him. Mitchell alay v'yifta b'charato l'miskavati l'kach usnan hegdish tol say no hegdish, and truma the same thing. The guy will go and will say, I made a mistake. I didn't mean that this thing should be truma. I want to be mischarit, and he'll be matter the nether that he made making it truma, and now the truma will revert back to tevel. Hadra l'tivla v'tevel ochazi, but now it's tevel. He can't eat it anyway. Where it says v'lifer sholei makom acher the boss of the mitchell alay after you are matter your nether of making this truma, and now it's tevel, v'hadra l'tivla, beinash mashos, b'shas k'nias eruv, motzi l'meimer, perish yesh li b'beisi, yu truma alzu. Now, by beinash mashos, when the eruv takes effect, you could take things that you have, tevel, in the house, and take off truma, having in mind that you're doing it for the tevel that you have 2,000 amas away, or less than 2,000 amas away. And now you'll be able to eat that which you have less than 2,000 amas away. And at the moment the Eruv takes effect, right before Shabbos, you have something edible. So why can't you do that? Mukav samach. Mukav means close. Kamo makifim beboi. Shesomchim zulazu. You compare things by putting them close to each other so you can compare one thing to another. In Chulin, right? The roim im domo zulazu. You look to see if on the lungs, there's what's it called? The boez, you have a something on your hand that has, or in your on your flesh that has a pus in it, or a boils on the lungs. And you compare them to see if they look. Kamo makefes the korila shom neseches nida perik basra shalom in amukov midover she'eno samachlo but also kli. They have to be in the same kli. You can't take off truma from something that's not in the same kli as the thing that you're taking the truma off. The lahavi mineu bein. That's mamish from the thing that's the tevel that you're in front of you in the same kli. You take off the truma. And the reason Rashi says in other places is that we're afraid that when you take off from this tevel, that the other thing already is destroyed or something. So you're taking off for something else, and that truma never takes effect. Taking from this tevel on that, not for this thing. And therefore the truma is not truma, it's still tevel. And you think it's truma. So unless you see it in front of you, we're afraid that maybe it got destroyed or whatever. Atosis learns that you learn from a pasuk. Beharimo nikdisho mimenu. It has to be mamish from the thing in front of you, and that's a special gzeres akosu. It's not a durabana. That's a machalokas Rashi. Atosis, why you have to take min amukav. Okay. Shmur says, the lifro shalom minei obey. Okay, fine. But it's still possible that you conceivably, that you could either send a shliach or something to go there and take off the truma from the tevel. You made what's it called, hataris nadarim, and now the truma becomes tevel, And now you could take off truma from that, and part of it still be eating, edible. So what it says, the less they shiura. No, but what happens is you had exactly two meals worth. If now the thing becomes tevel, and you take off truma, what's left to eat is not two meals worth anymore. It's less than a shear. Mar says, it might paska. This Tanan just told me in a case that it's no good because you have exactly the amount, and if you take off the truma, you're not going to have enough. And then you couldn't tell me a case where if you had a little bit more, enough to take off truma. Truma is just a mashahu, right? You can't, what's it called? It couldn't tell me that case, and Sumchas would agree. It had to tell me a case where you won't have a shear, and therefore Sumchas only argued on the case of Nazir, and on the case of truma, not on the case of Nazir. Ela Sumchas sover la karabonin. Sumchas holds like karabonin. The Amri called Dover Shum Mishum Shvus, Kozul Abin Hashmashos. We said that you could conceivably take off truma again, Bein Hashmashos, and now the thing will be edible. What's left? But they can't do that. Sumchas holds like Rabbanan, that you can't take off truma, bein hashmashos. Anything that's awesome in the Rabbanan can't even be done bein hashmashos. And therefore, there's no way of fixing this up. If you'll be shoel on your nether, and the thing will become tevel, at the time that the Eruv takes effect, there's nothing you can do with it. You could not anymore, what's it called, take off truma, because you're not allowed to take off truma, bein hashmashos. Rashi. The less beishura, mshamazin beisudas, mshamazin yach. He left exactly two meals worth. The imafrish truma me. If you take off truma, call the hu, botchale shirev. If you take off a meal, right? You take off a mashahu. It's not going to be two meals worth. My paska bitmia. Kalomar, my high terutza. What kind of terrace is this? The chipaska tana lemil say, the ain't adam nosin eruva elevitzimtzim. The tana is only talking in a case where you took exactly two meals worth. The nokat stam be milse hachi, and stam, that's what it's talking about. Normally people leave, they leave more than two meals worth. Enough at least to take off a mashu. Sover la krabonin, de plige le de rebbe le kamon be pirkin. Later on, machlokis rebbe and the rabbonin, where there's something that's osur, mishum shvus, is mutter ben hashmashas. And sumchas holds like the rabbonin that it's osur. Gozula ben hashmashas, kibbe shabbos atzmot. Same thing as regular shabbos. There's no kula of ben hashmashas of doing things that are osur with the rabbonin. The hagbos truma shvusu. You're not allowed to take off truma on Shabbos. It's an issur d'rabbanan. The kivan de mikora lo tikna, since you didn't fix it out in the beginning, so it's only because it's conceivably shayach, that has to be able to take place when the eruv takes place, which means bein hashmashas. Uboyis l'neimer, iboy havi chazi, lahu shayta de mitshalala, kol makom shehi, v'hadra l'tivla, v'hadar amar trumasa b'tzofon sheba, umaysa rishon b'droma, v'chein kula. In Cain, Mesakin lay bein hashmashas. The ka'avar ashvus uknias erev kishazen nichnas v'zei yotzi. The knias erev is at the moment the Shabbos comes in, which is already bein hashmashas. So memela, it's impossible to be able to take off truma at that time. So it's therefore it's not edible to that person himself. Mashenkin, the nazir could be shoel on his naziris. What's it called bein hashmashas? That's the tzorach Shabbos, tzorach mitzvah. And you're allowed to be shoel on the dorm, even though hataras and dorm is also asur on Shabbos. That's only things that are not tzorach haShabbos. But tzorach haShabbos is mutter. Okay. Okay, let's go on. Keman az lahodisnan, yesha omru, hakol lefi mashu adam. But who is this called according to? The Mishnah says that certain things depend on the shear depends on the person who is involved. For instance, Adam, Kamashu Adam, whatever the person is, the shear depends on him. For instance, Molei Kumtzo, Mincha. The fact is a Kohen has to take a handful of the flour, and that's a Kometz from a Mincha. So how much is a handful? Depends on every Kohen. The coin has big hands, and the handful is bigger. The small hands, it's a handful of the person who's involved. It's not a shear, right, of an average person. The shear depends on each person, each coin. Umalechofna of Ketoris, coin Godel, who takes, what's it called, a handful of Ketoris on Yom Kippur, Erev Yom Kippur, on Yom Kippur, so that depends on a handful of that coin. It's not a shear of a handful of an average coin. It's that coin Godel's handful. V'hashosa mole lugma b'yom ha-kippurim. Person drinks mole lugma on Yom Kippur, he's chayav. How much is mole lugma? Not the amount of an average person, but whatever would fill one side of a person's mouth, fills his mouth with liquid, and puts it off into one side and it fills one side, that's called mali lugma. If he has a big mouth, then it's more. Small mouth, less. The same thing goes for an Erev. How much a person can eat, right, is the shear of an Erev. If a person can eat more, then it's the shear is bigger. If he eats less, then the shear is smaller. Whatever his normal eating of two meals, that's the Erev. It's not an average person. It goes according to Simchas, because Simchas holds that it's not good enough that it's edible by somebody. It has to be edible to him. Mamela, we take it one step further. Therefore, since it depends on him, it depends on what he normally eats. It's his, the shear is dependent on him. Let's say that Sumchas argues on Rav Shimon Elazar, to Tanya, Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, Ma'arvin l'chol l'zakein k'dei mazono, ul'rav son b'su d'beinin ishok kol adam. Rav Shimon Elazar says, Enochinami, a chol and a zakein who eat less, need less than the average two sudas. They only need what's for them, l'kula. But a person who eats a lot doesn't need more than what a regular two sudas would be for an average person. In other words, we always go l'kula. It's either the two sudas of an average person, even if you eat more, or if you eat less, what you eat. It always goes l'kula. We're saying, according to Sumchas, it always goes according to the person. If you eat more, you need more. If you eat less, you need less. Right? It goes l'kula and l'chumra. But Rav Shimon Elazar says it only goes l'kula. So let's say Sumchas argues on that. Targuma achol v'zakeh. Son, no, even Sumchas would agree with that. You always go l'kula. Right? And Echanami, if somebody eats less, according to Sumchas, and according to Rav Shimon Elazar, you need less. But if somebody eats more, he's batla daite. All you need is what an average person eats to be considered two meals. More than that, you don't need. And even Sumchas would agree to that. Okay. Rashi. Some things the shear depends on the person who's involved. It's not a generic shear. It's something that changes from person to person. The ancient shalom called. It's not equal to everybody. That which Sumcha said the shear depends on the person is only by to make it less, not to make it more. Like a chol and a zokin, lekula. The lo arav son lechumra, the batla daita. When it comes to lechumra, it's batla daita, and you can be makel to use what normal people eat as two meals. Okay, well, a kohen besapras, you can make an eruv for a kohen in a besapras. Besapras is a field where a kever was lost, and they plowed the field, and you're not sure now. The most they could be is what's it? And they used to bury people shallow. So if the mace was there, he was plowed over, plowed and reduced to little pieces. And it was only talking about his bones. There was a fresh mace with still busser on it, you would see it. Talking was only bones left, and the bones probably were crushed. So there's no pieces, what's it called, big pieces. There's only pieces of, could be of kisaora. And etzem kisaora is metame, what's it called, if you touch it. So behesed, if you move it. So you have to make sure there's no chips of bones. So a kohen is allowed, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, menapeach odem besapras v'holech. A kohen is allowed to, and anybody really, right? If a person is going to make korban pesach, he doesn't want to become tamei, and then he can't make korban pesach. He's allowed to go through a besapras and blow ahead of him. If there's any pieces of bone that are more than a sora, he'll see it. Blows through, what's it called, as he walks. And he sifts through the earth to make sure there's no chunks of bone. V'holich, Rabbi Yehuda bar Ami Mishmei de Rabbi Yehuda Omar, Beisapras she nidash tohar. Once the Beisapras was totally plowed over, it's tohar, because we assume there's no pieces left that are kisaora. Rashi. Menapeach odem Beisapras, saw the shenechrish bo kever. You have a field where there was a kever, and there was bones left, and you plowed it over. The kula sveika mishum atzamosi. The whole suffix is only bones. The atzamos below basra in a matami ba'ol. Bones aren't matami ba'ol, so if you walk over the bones, that's not going to make you tummy. Shemana peyach lifnei raglof, if you blow and in front of your, what's it called, as you walk, in Yesham Etzem Gadol Niram Elav, you'll see, you blow away the sand, the little pieces, you'll see that if there's something remains, if it doesn't get blown away, then that's a big bone, you'll see it, and you won't touch it. The Etzem Katan Nira Benefichah, the Eino Mesita Baraglo, and the little bones, as you blow them away, you won't come to move them. Shenidash Bedrisas Lag Ben Yodam. If it was trampled over, it's Tahar, because, people won't come in contact with the bones. Tahar, Shekvar Nidshu, Atzama Shebov, and Iftachub Mikasora. They're all trampled, there's nothing left there that's an Etzem Kasora that'll be Matame a person. Okay. So therefore, it's possible for the Kohen to, go through this Beis HaPras, so if his Erev is in a Beis HaPras, it's accessible to him, and therefore it's okay. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, at Beis HaKvaris. Not only Beis HaPras, you could even put the Erev in a Beis HaKvaris. Okay? Tanu, b'nei sheyochol lachutz v'leilich b'shid the table migdal, because the Kohen could get there, with a shid the table migdal, right? And he won't become Tomei. It's possible for a Kohen to go into a Beis HaKvaros inside an Ohel, right, that will separate him from the Tumah, right? An Ohel separates from the Tumah outside. Kasover Ohel Zorek Shmei Ohel. So he, the only way he can get in there, though, is by going in an Ohel that moves, like a car or something like that, a movable Ohel. Okay, Shida Tevel Migdal, or movable ohels. They're, what's it called, like a cart or something like that that's covered completely around. So a movable ohels, a machlokas, whether it's considered an ohel or not. And there's a machlokas we've shown them what that means. Some learn that a movable ohel, when it's stationary, is an ohel according to everybody. The machlokas is only when it's moving. And some learn the opposite. That when it's stationary, since it can be moved, that's where the machlokas is. When it's moving, everybody holds it's not an ohel. But when it's stationary, right, that's when the machlokas is. But the holds what's the ohel zoruk is shmei ohel. Ubetluksa the hanitanoi, the tanya, hanichnas le'eretz ha'amim, person goes to chutzlaretz, which is metame, the avir of chutzlaretz is tame. So if you go there stam, you become tame. Right, it's tumah d'rabbanan, tumas eretz ha'amim. But if you go in inside an ohel, then you don't become Tamei. So if you go to Chutz Laretz in a Shida Tevu Migdal, Revi Matamei, Revi says you're Tamei, because he holds Ohel Zorok is Lab Shmei Ohel. It's not an Ohel, Memela, you're exposed. It's like you're in the air. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Matahir, the Maika Miflegei, Mar Sover Ohel Zorok Lab Shmei Ohel, Umar Sover Ohel Zorok Shmei Ohel. Rashi. Ohel Zorok, Ohel HaMetalto. Ohel Zorok means an Ohel that moves, can be moved. Shmei Ohel, the Chotzei is being Ohel, they're not Tumah. It's considered an Ohel, and it separates between you and the Tumah. Eretz Ho'ami, Matami Bo'el. Right? The Rabbanan made a Gzeira that the atmosphere in Chutz Laretz is Matami. Shida, Mirkevis Noshim. A Shida is like a coach that's made for women. Agola Suya Kekufsa. It's made like a box that you sit in. Migdal is a mashtir, some kind of tower. Ohel Zorik Lashmiyo, the Chosha ain't Ohel, ain't Chosich. If it's not an Ohel, then it's like you're sitting in the atmosphere of the Tumah. Shmei Ohel, the Chosich, Ubigdolaskin. It has to be something that's not Makabal Tumah. If it's a little Ohel, then it's still not Chosich, because anything that's Makabal Tumah is not Chosich, Mishnea Tumah. Shemach Zekas Memsaw. So why is this Kli not Makabal Tumah? Because it's so big that it holds 40 saw belach, shem kurayim biyavish, which is in dry measure kurayim, because you can hold more dry. We had it before in the beginning of the Masechta, that dry measure you can heap up more than liquid measure. You can go a little bit over the sides. Diktana kli makabel tuma. If it's smaller than that, it's a kli and it's makabel tuma. The lo chaytzi, and anything that's makabel tuma is not chotzis b'tnei tuma. Rabbanan de Masnisin Karevi Svira Lahu, Ubain the Reb Yehuda, Ubain the Rabbanan Kasumcha Svira Lahu. Rashi says, this is only according to Sumchas, that you have to be able to eat it. The Omer Midi de Chazi Leila Michli Bahi Shaita Bo'inin. Because if you hold like Rabbanan, that it has to be edible by somebody, then the Kohen doesn't have to get in there at all. A Yisrael can get in there. So this whole thing is only according to Sumchas. Other Rishonim learn differently, and they hold that what's it called? That even according to the Rabbanan, that it can be edible by somebody else, but the person has to be able to be there with that thing. He doesn't have to be able to eat it. but he has to be able to be in the same place. You taking up residence, it has to be somewhere you can go. But if you and your Erev can't be in the same place at any time, then it's not, Kampa cannot be your residence. It could be that it's edible, Manela, that's your residence because it's edible by somebody. But if you can't be there, it can't be your residence. So therefore, even the Rabbanim would hold that even though it doesn't have to be edible to the person who's put the Erev, as long as it's edible to somebody, but the person who put the Erev has to have been able to be together in the same place as the Erev when Shabbos came in. And therefore, a Kohen can't be in a Beis HaKvaris unless it's a Shida Teva Migdal, and you hold all Zorik is Shmei Oel.